Hey everyone, it's your pal Logan Cruz here, coming at you live with another dose of Daily Virtue. You know, life can get pretty crazy sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with expectations, deadlines, and comparisons that can leave us feeling drained and a little beat up. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help us navigate all that chaos? It's not telekinesis or the ability to teleport, though those would be pretty sweet. It's something much more powerful, self-compassion. Think about it. Ever felt like you messed up big time and your inner critic went into overdrive? We've all been there. You know that feeling when you're drowning in self-doubt and beating yourself up over a mistake? Well, that's where self-compassion comes in to save the day. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. So why is this so important? Because being kind to ourselves isn't just some fluffy feel-good exercise, it's actually essential for our well-being. When we practice self-compassion, we create a safe space within ourselves where we can learn from our mistakes, bounce back stronger, and ultimately thrive. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First up, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Think about it, even the most successful people have stumbled along the way. Remember that Einstein wasn't always a genius, he struggled with school as a kid. And Oprah? She faced rejection and setbacks before finding her voice. So next time you mess up, don't let yourself spiral into self-criticism. Instead, acknowledge it as a learning opportunity and move forward. Second, talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Would you ever say harsh or critical things to someone you care about? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves with so much more negativity? Remember that your inner voice has immense power. Make a conscious effort to replace negative self-talk with kind and encouraging words. Third, practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment can help us detach from our thoughts and feelings, allowing us to observe them without judgment. When we're caught up in stressful situations or negative thoughts, it's easy to get swept away by the emotional roller coaster. But mindfulness helps us step back and gain perspective. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your surroundings, and simply be present in this moment. It can make all the difference. Fourth, remember that you are not alone. Everyone struggles with insecurities and self-doubt at times. Connect with friends and loved ones who support you. Sharing your experiences and knowing that others understand what you're going through can be incredibly comforting. And hey, there are tons of online communities where people connect and share their stories. It's amazing how much we can learn from each other. Finally, be patient with yourself. Cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or feel less compassionate towards yourself. That's okay. Just remember to treat yourself with kindness and understanding and keep practicing. You know, I was talking to this friend the other day who's been trying really hard to build her confidence. She was telling me about how she always puts so much pressure on herself to be perfect, and it just leaves her feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. It reminded me of a time when I was working on a big project, and I got so caught up in the details that I started to feel anxious and stressed. I remember hitting a wall and realizing that I needed to take a step back and practice some self-compassion. I went for a walk in nature, listened to some calming music, and reminded myself that it's okay to make mistakes and that progress is more important than perfection. And guess what? That shift in mindset really helped me get back on track. It's like when you're learning to ride a bike, you're going to fall a few times before you master it, right? But the key is to keep getting back on and practicing. Same goes for self-compassion. So, what's the takeaway here? Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. By practicing self-compassion, you'll not only navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience, but you'll also unlock a deeper sense of inner peace and happiness. Ready to make some positive changes? Start by paying attention to your inner voice and replacing negative self-talk with kind and encouraging words. Take time for mindful activities that bring you joy and remember that you are not alone on this journey. Keep it real, keep it kind, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.